Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Today, Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones, and the news that Great Britain has been declared a blue tongue free zone has been greeted with delight by farmers' leaders right across the country. BTV is a devastating viral disease that affects both cattle and sheep, and while Scotland has remained free, parts of southeast England were infected in August 2007. NFU Scotland President Nigel Miller says it's a tribute to Scotland's livestock farmers that they can return to disease-free status without recording a single case of the disease. Now, back to today's guest, and we've got star of Jimmy's Food Factory with us, Jimmy Doherty. He's again encouraging us to put more pork on our forks, and he's got his weight behind the campaign to get Britain's pig farmers out of the red. He tells us why he's passionate about buying British.
There's something really important for me is that in terms of where we buy our food comes from all around the world. And, you know, we can't grow pineapples and bananas and tea and all these things. And obviously it's ridiculous to be, say, we're self-sufficient. But on the very basic, I don't really want to rely on other nations around the world for our daily bread. And I think it's so important that spending at the supermarket, you buy British, that money's going back into our farming community, back into our economy. But if you think about it, you're investing into the land, our very land, the very heart of our nation. It's investing in our future. And that is really important. And also, it seems common sense. We produce some of the best pork in the world. It's really competitively priced. It's on our doorstep. Why don't we buy it?
And it's quite a healthy meat as well, isn't it?
I personally class it as one of the superfoods. A great source of protein, vitamin B, vitamin D, lots of minerals, iron, which is really important in your hemoglobin in your blood, and zinc. You know, it's absolutely fantastic. And the good old pig, it's done us well for generations and generations, and we need to support it.
It can be a bit confusing when you're looking for British pork on the supermarket shelf, can't it? Because there'll be offers, there'll be different sorts of pork there, there'll be different bacons. What should we look for? I know in Scotland it's obvious we look for the saltire, but yeah. If we're looking for British pork as a whole,
you want the Union Jack. There's a pork standard mark. You look for the Union Jack. If you're in doubt as well, you can always call anyone in the supermarket over.
And Jimmy Doherty went on to tell me in that exclusive interview for MFR Farming that the little red tractor logo is another important mark to look out for when you want to buy any British food at all. But that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.